The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just a short time ago, the president went before the press, didn't accept questions, which is very typical of this presidency, as all of you know. Very different from the last president, who loved to interact with the press. He got a kick out of that. This president doesn't want to be asked questions. But anyway, there's a great deal of pressure on the White House because of this shipping crisis. The White House this morning announced, well, you're not going to have the things that you may not have the things that you want this Christmas. They said there just may not be those things. That was this morning, and people were going crazy. What do you mean? What do you mean we're not going to be able to get this stuff? So this afternoon, the president, just a little bit ago, went before the press and said, well, they've been talking to the labor unions and the workers at the ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach and other places. And very soon, they're going to start working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to try to deal with this backlog of shipping containers, hundreds of ships off the coast and so forth. Well, that's good. But this has been bubbling up since Joe Biden became president. And he didn't do anything about it until it became an absolute crisis. Do you see a pattern? The border, Afghanistan. I mean, do you see a crisis? I mean, a pattern? He appoints a commission. He appoints someone to do something about it. And then waits until there is an absolute crisis. And there is public outcry. And then he proposes to do something about it. Most of the experts that I've been reading in the last hour say it will be weeks, if not months, before this supply shortage is dealt with. Oh, and then he blamed it on FedEx, UPS, the Postal Service. He blamed it on everybody else. But anyway, there are still going to be some very serious shortages for many weeks. And again, I never, ever try to instill panic. I try to do exactly the opposite. But as a fact, if you're going to do Christmas shopping, you probably should do it as soon as possible. Not only are there severe shortages that are going to be around for weeks, if not months, prices are going up. I mean, they're skyrocketing. Not only is there a shortage on electronics, the prices are in fact, everything is going up. So there are just many reasons, if you can, to do whatever shopping you're going to do early. you probably heard about at least some of what's going on in Loudoun County, Virginia, and the school board there. They have been at the center of so much controversy. And most people believe that the memorandum written by the U.S. Attorney General, Merrick Garland, demanding that the FBI begin getting involved in local school board meetings because of a threat of domestic terrorism. Now, who and what is he referring to as domestic terrorists and terrorism? Parents. Parents who are showing up at school board meetings demanding that parents know what their kids are being taught, and parents demanding that things that are divisive not be taught. And I've said this for weeks and weeks and weeks. There is a growing movement across America of parents who are beginning to speak up. This is new. This is fresh. And it's good. Violence? No. Of course not. But we are now learning that one particular incident was the genesis for this memorandum from the Attorney General of the United States demanding that the FBI get involved in local school board meetings because of possible domestic terrorism. And the case that probably brought this about more than any other is a father who was arrested at a Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting for disturbing the peace and resisting arrest. His name is Scott Smith. Okay? He is the parent. He was arrested. And he admits he lost his temper. He admits that. He admits he yelled and screamed at the school board. Police were called. They arrested him. He fought with the police and was arrested and charged. Okay, we know that. And this incident was probably more responsible for the Attorney General of the United States, at the request of the National Association of School Boards, to request FBI intervention in local school boards. So anyway, here is what the major media is not reporting. Scott Smith's 14-year-old daughter was raped in the bathroom of a Loudoun County public school. She was raped by a boy wearing a skirt. And this was shortly after Loudoun County made the famous decision to embrace transgenderism and allow boys to go into girls' bathrooms, girls' showers, and so forth if they simply identified as a girl. As a result, as a direct result of this policy by the school board, this father's 14-year-old girl was raped in a bathroom by a boy who was wearing a skirt. Now we know why he was so angry. Now we know why he was confronting the school board. The boy was arrested, has been charged with sexual crimes. But the school board will not give any information because of privacy concerns. The boy is a minor and so forth. But we do know that he was arrested and he was charged. And now we are finding out he probably raped another girl as well. That is the story the mainstream media is covering up. They're portraying this father as some kind of wild-eyed, crazy monster, a domestic terrorist. And now we know why he was so angry, and what father would not be angry. We're going to see more and more of this as more and more schools adopt these insane policies.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts.
Right, if you're a regular listener, you know I'm not into conspiracies. In fact, I reject most conspiracies. But there are some strange things. I am not suggesting that this is a conspiracy. I am just passing on some news. Okay, I'm just passing on some news. Yesterday, if you were listening yesterday, I reported that the medical experts have now changed their mind about aspirin regimen to stave off heart attacks, strokes, and so forth for years and years and years. Take an aspirin today, baby aspirin today. It'll keep you from having a heart attack. It'll keep you from having a stroke. I mean, that has been the recommendation of the medical community for years. I have no idea how long. For a long, long time. Until now. And I reported it to you yesterday. That some prominent medical authorities say, don't take aspirin. The risks outweigh the benefits. Maybe it helped, but maybe it doesn't. And there's a risk of bleeding. And so they've changed. Don't take aspirin. Okay? Then I have this story. Let me just read it to you. George Washington University researchers found low-dose aspirin may reduce the need for mechanical ventilation, ICU admission, and in-hospital mortality in hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Final results indicating the lung protective effects of aspirin were published today in Anesthesia and Analgesia. Quote, as we learned about the connection between blood clots and COVID-19, we knew that aspirin used to prevent stroke and heart attack could be important for COVID-19 patients. Our research found an association between low-dose aspirin and decreased severity of COVID-19 and death. And it's signed by Jonathan Chow, MD, Assistant Professor, Anesthesiology and Critical Care Medicine Director of Critical Care Anesthesiology Fellowship, George Washington School of Medicine and Health Sciences. And then it goes on, all the details, 400 patients admitted to hospitals around the United States, including those at George Washington Hospital, the University of Maryland Medical Center, Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, Northeast Georgia Health System were included in the study. After adjusting for demographics, comorbidities, aspirin use was associated with a decreased risk of mechanical ventilation of 44%. ICU admission, 43% reduction, and in-hospital mortality, 47% reduction. And there were no differences in major bleeding or overt thrombosis between aspirin users and non-aspirin users. Now, that's significant. 44% reduction in the need for ventilators, 43% reduction in the need for ICU admission, and mortality, death from COVID, 47% reduction. That's huge. Now, again, I am not trying to pass on any kind of rumor or a conspiracy, but I just think it is a strange irony that at the same time, many in the medical community are discovering aspirin could really reduce mortality of COVID-19. An aspirin regimen could really reduce admission into the intensive care unit. An aspirin regimen could greatly reduce the number of people being put on ventilators in the hospital with COVID-19 at the very same time other experts are saying, stop taking those aspirins. We know you've been taking aspirin for a long time, but we've changed our mind, and now don't take aspirin. Is it a strange irony, or is something going on here? I honestly do not know. I'm not suggesting anything. And I'm serious. I'm not being coy. I just think it's strange, bizarre. And why haven't we heard that a simple aspirin could reduce your chances of surviving COVID by over 40%. Again, that's huge. I mean, 10% would be big. 40% is huge. I will repeat what I have said now literally hundreds of times. When we get through all of this, 4 or 5 years, and I think it's going to take that long to get on the really on the other side of it, we're going to look back. Almost everything we have been told has been wrong. Almost everything. Strange things. Here in Ohio, we're up over 5,000 new cases again. We had dropped for 2 days in a row. We had dropped well below the 21-day average. Now we are above the 21-day average again. And I find that strange. More and more people are vaccinated. More and more people are wearing masks. Joy and I, where was that? I'll have to think. We were at some place either yesterday or today. Everybody had a mask on except us. It wasn't required. We looked on the door. I don't know. I can't. Anyway, everybody had a mask but us. And yet the numbers, they'll decline for a couple of days and then they increase for a couple of days. Something's not working. And the numbers just don't add up. Strange times, folks. And thus ends my non-scientific analysis of a possible conspiracy.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.